This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump telling reporters yesterday that talks with the Taliban towards ending the war in Afghanistan are dead after the Taliban took responsibility for an attack last week that killed about a dozen people, including a U.S. soldier. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says she's glad the U.S. has walked away from those talks.
Remember that out of Afghanistan, the plots and plans that created the attacks on the Twin Towers and on the Pentagon, we cannot allow that to happen again.
And she tells CBS this morning that some kind of U.S. military presence has to remain in Afghanistan to keep this country safe. President Trump's approval rating down to 38% in the latest ABC News Washington Post poll. The July ABC Post poll showed Trump with a record high approval rating of 44%. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
North Carolina has a special election for a U.S. House seat today between Democrat Dan McCready and Republican Dan Bishop. President Trump was rallying to support Bishop in Fayetteville, North Carolina last night, saying any votes this year for Democrats would be bad for America.
A vote for any Democrat in 2020 and a vote for any Democrat tomorrow in North Carolina is a vote for the rise of radical socialism and the destruction of the American dream.
Schools across the state of New York now required to observe a moment of silence every year on the 9/11 anniversary, which this year, of course, is tomorrow. Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo signing the bill into law yesterday that calls for a brief moment of silence at the beginning of the school day every September 11th. The law also calls on schools across the state to encourage dialogue about the terrorist attacks since September of 2001. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer now leaning on Senate Republicans to take up legislation expanding background checks for gun buyers. Pelosi says if Republicans don't pass House Bill 8, in her words, there will be H-E-double-L to pay. Schumer says too many Americans are losing their lives to gun violence because of the gaping holes in the background check system. Dayton, Ohio's mayor, Nan Whaley, says she's trying to convince the Senate just to have an up-and-down vote on the House or what the House has already passed. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is launching an internal investigation into the White House map flap. According to an internal email obtained by several news outlets, NOAA's acting chief scientist Craig McLean is vowing to pursue the truth in looking into, quote, potential violations of agency rules. He says the focus will be to find out why NOAA contradicted its own forecasters and then backed President Trump's claims about Hurricane Dorian possibly hitting Alabama. And America's small business owners continue to be optimistic despite some economic headwinds. The Small Business Optimism Index released this morning is down slightly from last month's reading, but still seen as very strong. On the mostly positive side, job creation picked up, and there were positive earning trends continuing. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And it's time for the senior editor of the stream, stream.com, where you want to go. John Zemarek is with us right now. Dr. John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, thanks. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I like your column, Can't We All Just Get Along? It kind of reminds me of the days of Rodney King. I remember when he put that out and made that statement, and it was one of those statements. I said, okay, God, why can't we all just get along? And it was like there was no hesitation whatsoever. It was just a real quick reminder that good and evil can't coexist.
Right, and unfortunately, in our modern political life, the left is trying to cast the entire Republican Party and everyone who supports Donald Trump as just evil, as basically indistinguishable from mass shooters who target synagogues. They're trying to smush everybody right of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is essentially a white supremacist. It is just that simplistic and that ugly and that bullying. It's moral bullying what's going on. And I decided to highlight this in my column by pointing out a moment that the media tried to make really significant. Do you remember the sixth or seventh funeral they had for John McCain? The last one where they put him in the pyramid with 50 slaves to serve him in the afterlife?
I think I missed that one.
The last one. The one the media made a big deal out of. McCain family specifically disinvited Trump, and the Republicans showed up. These establishment Republicans showed up, and the media tried to make it look like, you see, this is what America could have been like if you guys just hadn't nominated Donald Trump. If you had just nominated a normal Republican like Mitt Romney or Marco Rubio, we wouldn't have all this ugliness in our political life. And you even had a moment with George W. Bush smirking like a monkey, holding hands with Michelle Obama and cuddling. And that was meant to show, you see, it's all on Donald Trump and those horrible deplorables who are behind him. They're the ones who ruin the bipartisan warmth and goodness and civic-mindedness of America. Well, less than a week later, those same Democrats who are so big on bipartisanship were trying to destroy the life of Brett Kavanaugh. Brett Kavanaugh, who was a lifelong friend and protege of the Bush family. They were falsely accusing him of not just raping one person, Kathryn Blasey Ford, but of running a teenage rape gang that preyed on the girls of the Washington, D.C. area. And what did George W. Bush do to defend his old friend and protege, Brett Kavanaugh? Absolutely nothing. just as he did absolutely nothing to protect the Christians of Iraq from being ethnically cleansed while he was commander-in-chief and our troops were everywhere. That's what shows you what the establishment Republicans, the never-Trump Republicans, what they're really like. They are the Washington generals whose job it was to lose to the Harlem Globetrotters gracefully and make the Globetrotters look good.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and look at what they've done in the state of California, John. They're doing so well there that it's become a one-party state. It is being overtaken by rats and fleas, and now they're saying medieval diseases, something that we've been warning about for the last month or so, that we're into a perfect storm here, because you've got human feces and homelessness at all-time levels. You know, these rats running around. We've got illegal immigrants coming into the country with God only knows what kind of diseases, because they haven't been properly vetted.
By sanctuary cities, yeah. I mean,
exactly.
Man, I've got a new slogan. Vote for the Democrats, get bubonic plague.
Well, so, the medieval diseases, the L.A. Times is saying is coming back. And
and
so when I first said that, they go, Bill, you're kind of jumping the shark here a little bit, aren't you? And I said, not at all. I really firmly believe that if there was ever a perfect storm for this, because on top of that, you have all these modern day kids that say, oh, well, I don't need to inoculate my kids anymore. Well,
right.
Even the scientists have said, hey, it's a low number. You can get away with it. But the kind of numbers that we're talking about right now and the infusion of these diseases that have been all but eradicated, including measles recently, have now risen their heads once again.
Yeah, well, ideas have consequences. So in my column at stream.org, I say, well, how would we? Let's say we renounced Donald Trump. Let's say we renounced his divisive rhetoric. What kind of compromise would the Democrats be willing to sign on for? Because the Democrats have jumped so far left. From the moment Donald Trump won the presidency, they threw off the mask. And I go through a few issues. I say, what if we were to say, we'll agree to the immigration policies of Senator Harry Reid and those that Chuck Schumer supported like 3 or 4 years ago? That involved enhancing border security in return for granting amnesty to the DACA kids and the Dreamers. Nope. That's now a white supremacist talking point. Now, if you say what Harry Reid said 5, 6 years ago, you're effectively a Klansman. Now the Democrats insist we abolish ICE and decriminalize illegal entrance into America and offer free, you know, Medicaid and sex change operations and free schooling and public school tuition to every illegal immigrant. And if you don't, you're a secret skinhead. In fact, we have to admit, as the New York Times is claiming, that America was really founded in 1619 with the introduction of slavery. And the whole country and its constitution are nothing but a fig leaf for white supremacy. So, where's the room for compromise there?
It's almost like the Jews negotiating with the Palestinians. There's no room for negotiation here.
No,
but go ahead.
They want unconditional surrender followed by war crimes trials. What about abortion? It used to be that even Democrats voted to outlaw partial birth abortion and third trimester abortion. Now, you know, Ralph Northam in Virginia supports infanticide. And if you don't support that, you're humanizing the fetus, as I've seen Democrats complain. Well, what about this? What about we give up most of the ground on the transgender nonsense. We say you can be whatever sex you decide to be on that given day, and you get to use whatever bathroom, play in whatever sports team, whatever you want, but just one thing. Could we please just not have convicted sex offenders as part of the drag queen story hours at public libraries where little kids are encouraged to roll around between the fake boobs of drag queens? Is that too much to ask? Well, it is. The Blaze just reported that in Kansas, they tried to just moderate the drag queen story hours reading to toddlers by saying, we're going to do a background check, and past sex offenders won't be allowed to do that. Well, the library won't agree to it. The library won't agree to keeping out people who committed rape, aggravated sexual assault, aggravated sodomy, solicitation of prostitution, or lewd and lascivious conduct. So that's where the left is. Now, is that Donald Trump's fault? Would the left have been much more moderate if John Kasich had been elected president? This is clearly what the left has wanted all along. And the the election of Donald Trump has given them an excuse to leak, to leave their pants down and show their jewels to the world. This is what the left wants. Open borders, sex offenders in drag, reading stories to your kids, infanticide of newborn babies. That is the Democratic Party. Take it or leave it.
Along with the sale of baby parts.
Right.
You know, John, this you're exactly right, as disgusting as it all sounds. We've got more from Dr. John's America after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number: 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Your vision is a precious treasure, and research shows the typical American diet falls woefully short in essential eye nutrition. Fill in the gap with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Eye Support, rich in zeaxanthin and lutein, plant DHA, a vegetarian omega-3 fatty acid, and glutathione for antioxidant support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. 7578, or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
We're Back with you, Bill Martinez, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. John Zemarek, senior editor of The Stream. Go to thestream.org for all the information. John, just to kind of wrap up this situation here in terms of trying to find common ground in today's America, and to hear you, you know, kind of summarize what's going on here, it's like the Democrats want everybody, you know, they're going into their demise, and they want everybody to queue up and follow their lead. And they're upset that at least 63 million Americans who voted for Donald Trump says, we're not queuing up, we're not in your line. If that's where you want to go, happy trails.
Well, that's why they're trying to create a moral panic about it. They're trying to make it seem like we're under Nazi occupation, and if you don't agree, you're one of the Nazis. And I've got another piece at stream.org. To stop Christian deplorables, a new coalition of Christian insufferables speaks out. There's an open letter that's been put out by a bunch of theologians, liberal progressive theologians. It's called An Open Letter Against the New Nationalism, and it appeared in the left-wing Catholic magazine Commonweal. And what they are saying is that supporters of nationalism, supporters of strong borders, supporters of Donald Trump, are the moral equivalent of pastors who allied with the Nazis in the 1930s. They're actually saying that.
Mm. It's amazing that there, and the thing is, John, if you look into it a little bit further, you know, these same liberal institutions, religious institutions, they are the ones that Barna and other studies indicate that they are the ones whose flock is going out the door. They're not agreeing with this insidious perspective that they have. And, of course, it gives the impression that all religious institutions are taking a hit right now. But when you extract those specific institutions, the church is alive and well and growing.
Well, the sad thing is my own Catholic church is one of these liberal institutions. It has just become, especially at its upper ranks, among the bishops and many of the clergy, it is a mainline Protestant denomination in all but name. 40% of native-born American Catholics leave the church. 40% leave and never come back. And yet, the number of Catholics is staying even. How is that happening? 100% by stealing sheep from Latin America. And that is the main reason our bishops want to want open borders and are helping immigrants break the law and come into the country. The next big reason, 40% of the bishop's budget, 40% in 2018, came from federal contracts, most of which is serving immigrants. So the Catholic bishops are covering up the complete implosion of the Catholic Church in America, the abandonment of the church by 40% of the people raised in it. They're just replacing them with immigrants who stay for years and then they leave too. And the fact, the people who are cutting off donations because we're sick of paying settlements for pedophiles, that's being covered up too. We can't influence the bishops by closing our checkbooks because much of their money is coming from the federal government. That's why the bishops are obsessed with open borders and saying very little about abortion. If the bishops got a bounty for every child saved from abortion, maybe they would be as loud on abortion as they are on immigration, where the Catholic Church doesn't even teach open borders. It's the opposite of what's in the catechism. They are 100% just pimping to fill their pews and fill their pockets. It's like the Catholic bishops have as much moral authority to speak on immigration as Halliburton had to speak about the Iraq War. They profit from it. They should shut up.
John, I can tell you, the Catholic Church that I attend and the diocese that I'm in southern Florida, they're antithetical to that, unless I'm missing something, because the bishop is there in Florida has been very outspoken about abortion. In fact, I was invited to go and show the movie, the Gosnell movie, at several Catholic churches.
I'm very glad to hear about exceptions. You know,
they are supporting it. But, yeah. No, no. I hear what you're saying, but I am doing everything I can from my end and any influence that I have to push them and push them in the direction. I talked to one bishop and I said, look, at some point you have to trust God on this deal. And of course, you know, I'm just saying this as a Catholic. I was born and raised. I love the church. I love what it stands for and what it has represented. I mean, the pedophilia and what has gone on. The church has to throw itself on the mercy of the people, I believe. And right. And the bishop says, you know, and I said, you may call me a heretic, but I just really sincerely believe that you have to trust God enough to be able to go to the people and say, hey, look, at whatever it takes.
You know what would fix it? If the Department of Justice opened a RICO investigation into the Catholic bishops shuffling pedophiles from one diocese to another, which they did, it's a legitimate cause for a RICO case because it crosses state lines, that would immediately make the church and its agencies ineligible for federal grants. And all of a sudden, the bishops would be 100% dependent on the laity and the money we actually chose to give them, and all of a sudden, they would start to listen to us. So I'm encouraging President Trump and Attorney General Bill Barr. Catholics would be grateful if you investigated these bishops. We would suddenly gain some control over this crazy bureaucracy that is driving the school bus off a cliff.
And, of course, we've got that pending issue right now that has been going on with he was the number three man, or, you know, cardinal with the Vatican. And he's in jail right now. And they look like they were trying to negotiate some sort of compromise. But they're saying, no, not at all. He remains in jail.
Cardinal Pell in Australia?
Exactly.
Oh, well, he is probably innocent. It looks like he was railroaded. I mean, he's like one of the bishops who should not be in prison. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's you should read George Weigel. He wrote a great piece at First Things showing it's virtually impossible that Cardinal Pell did the things they said he did. They said that after Mass, in a crowded sacristy, after Mass, in his vestments, he molested two kids. Now, that is virtually impossible. One of the supposed victims denied it ever happened, and there are no witnesses, and there is no physical evidence. But one thing I can tell you, Cardinal Pell was the guy digging up the connections between the mafia and the Vatican Bank. And he was starting to name names, and he was starting to try to prosecute people. He was turning over evidence of the massive corruption at the Vatican Bank. I'll give you one example. Cardinal McCarrick, who really did molest children, and who is now, had never been punished for it, is now just living in a monastery, kept away from reporters.
Didn't he get defrocked, though, John?
He got defrocked, but he's never been punished by the government, by the state.
Exactly, right.
You know?
Right.
He was asked by Pope Francis to take $20 million from the Papal Foundation to cover the deaths of a corrupt Italian hospital. And he did it. He took the money. One reason the church is not kicking him out on the street, but is giving him a comfortable retirement after molesting a young man who he had baptized as a baby. The church is giving him a comfortable retirement and keeping him away from reporters because he knows where that money went. He could testify who knew where it was going, and he could also testify as to who knew that he was a serial sex predator and did nothing about it inside the church. So the corruption inside the upper levels of the Catholic Church, I'm afraid we're just beginning to scratch the surface, and it's going to be a long, ugly 20 years because nobody wants to admit the truth. It's very sad for me as a Catholic.
Well, I'm right with you on that, John. And, you know, true healing cannot begin until we're really courageously prepared to go after and open up this infected boil. And it's probably more than that. But we've got to get down to the base of it. You know, what always gives me comfort in all this is that I know that it's God's church. This is an institution that he established. And when God says enough is enough, and this is starting to be the case where there is more and more exposure taking place, and it can't be soon enough, I believe, for Catholics like you and I and other, you know, would-be faithful.
The sad thing is that immigrants are being used as a screen for all this. Cardinal Mahoney in Los Angeles, who, you know, had to pay tens of millions of dollars in sex abuse settlements. He was shuffling predators all around. He was probably guilty of perjury. He belongs in prison, I think.
Dr. John Zemarek from the stream.org is where you want to go. John, thank you so much, as always.
Thank
God bless.
You, Bill.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump telling reporters yesterday that talks with the Taliban towards ending the war in Afghanistan are dead after the Taliban took responsibility for an attack last week that killed about a dozen people, including a U.S. soldier. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says she's glad the U.S. has walked away from those talks.
Remember that out of Afghanistan, the plots and plans that created the attacks on the Twin Towers and on the Pentagon, we cannot allow that to happen again.
And she tells CBS this morning that some kind of U.S. military presence has to remain in Afghanistan to keep this country safe. President Trump's approval rating down to 38% in the latest ABC News Washington Post poll. The July ABC Post poll showed Trump with a record high approval rating of 44%. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, great news for you. I got some more Overcomer tickets. Yes, that movie that maybe some of you haven't seen yet. And if you haven't, shame on you. You ought to get over and see this movie. It is terrific. The reviews that we're hearing on A-plus cinematic scoring. And I've got some extra tickets to give away. All you got to do, if you want to be in the running, drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Put in the header, Overcomer tickets, okay? And we'll put you in the Hoppa Hoppa. We pull your name out of the Hoppa Hoppa. And, hey, got a pair of tickets coming your way via email, so you can go out and enjoy the movie with somebody you care about. Maybe even somebody that you'd like to care about and don't care about right now. I mean, because, hey, look, you never just know. Got to leave open the opportunities right there. And you got free tickets, compliments of Bill Martinez Live and Stephen Kendrick and all the gang associated with the movie. I mean, it is outstanding. You will enjoy it. So drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me that, hey, look, you want to be in the Hoppa, and we'll make that happen for you, all right? And you know how that works. Winner, chicken dinner. So get those emails out to me right away. Russ Marchand joins us now. He's the Director of Policy for Taxpayers Protection Alliance. And we got lots to catch up with from Ross. Ross, how you doing?
Good. Great to be on your show.
Hey, good to be here. Congress is back. Good news, bad news. Congress is back in order. Bad news is God only knows what kind of fun stuff they're going to come up with. The Democrats are locked in impeachment, I guess. They forgot that we have a country to run, and they just soon be involved in resistance. But, it's up to the voters to see if they like or don't like what's going on. But certainly what we're looking at here, Ross, is we've got a budget to approve. It's become rather parabolic that, Congress just believes that their job is to spend money and just keep writing checks on the people's back, and as if it's not enough to do it on the backs of this generation, like, hey, let's pay it forward to, the next two generations going forward, right?
I couldn't say it better myself. Whenever Congress gets back in session, it's almost always bad news. But, they're up against the clock to approve a budget and to approve all these agencies' budgets. And when they're up against the clock, historically speaking, taxpayers will always get the short end to the tune of trillion-dollar deficits and to the tune of thousands of dollars in liabilities for each and every household across America.
Well, this is why the momentum for a special convention of states continues to be called out for, because, we're asking these brain surgeons to do brain surgery on themselves. It's counterintuitive. The system is rigged. When you consider that, it's only been recently that we've been mounting this insurmountable number, in terms when it comes to debt. This February, our debt surpassed a record $22 trillion. Now, it took over 200 years to rack up the first $1 trillion in debt. Think about that. Okay? 200 years it took us to rack up the first trillion. But I'll tell you, Congress being what they are, I guess they learned their lessons and said, hey, why not? And today the debt is soaring. In fact, Washington has racked up the last trillion of debt in just 11 months. So deficit spending, as we say, is now parabolic. It's destroying the savings of an unsuspecting American public. And that's what it's drawing into, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. And every person or group has a unique set of skills. And Congress, a unique set of skills, is limited to racking up as much debt as quickly as humanly possible. Now, we're talking about, by the end of the next decade, probably approaching that $30 trillion mark. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty much all bad news unless we get serious very quickly about spending reform. Mm-hmm. Now, over the summer, towards the end of the summer, Senator Rand Paul suggested $50 billion, just skimming off the top of wasteful spending. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really great place to get started to bring us back into the black, into fiscal solvency, and make sure that we're not straddling future generations with thousands of dollars each for each and every American worth of debt.
They're just not serious about it. I mean, frankly, Ross, they talk about it, especially around election season. You hear the hyperbole about how they're going to be, running around and cutting the budget. Of course, the Democrats, forget about that. That's thrown out the door, because with the new Green Deal and all these other socialist expenditures, $1 trillion are being thrown around like it's candy.
Oh, yeah. And you're starting to see things from the Republican side, too. You increase certain lines of the spending. So, for example, just one wacky example, Department of Agriculture subsidizing mm-hmm. these rich farmers' businesses. What is the need for that? And these sorts of crazy, sort of ill-conceived things are bipartisan, and they drive the debt higher. And, Republicans and sometimes Democrats, they like to talk the good talk about fiscal sustainability and cutting the debt and cutting the deficit. But, how can you reconcile that with things like farm subsidies, with things like out-of-control defense spending? Craziness just piles on by the day.
Ross, it wouldn't be so bad if you had actions like that for a reason. Like right now, we're trying to get through this China trade deal, and we need to fortify, some sectors because of the investment that it takes in order to overcome what has been ignored for many decades. And that's what businesses realize. Normal businesses, not our government, because our government is not run like a business. This is why Donald Trump is driving them nuts, because he brings a business mindset to play here. But even Donald Trump, it's difficult for him because he does know about debt. I mean, that's one thing businesses do. They know how to get debt and they know how to manage it. But it's to make sure the debt that they get is to sustain the organism, the company itself. In this particular case, you've got politicians that are looking to sustain their own positions and their own seats in Congress and in the Senate. So basically, they're buying votes with our money, and we continue to let them do this. And this is what galls me. It's like, people, you have got to wake up. I mean, they are using our money, your money, to buy votes. That's what this comes down to, does it not?
Oh, yeah. No, it's all about re-election and making sure you bring home the bacon back to your district. Mm-hmm. I mean, lawmakers made a huge deal a few years ago about eliminating earmarks. The earmarks are still here. And we, the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, on a yearly basis, we document those earmarks mm-hmm. and going into the hundreds of billions of dollars. So they need to make sure that the incentives are in place where they're actually cutting spending instead of doubling down on the debt. And just because you're bringing the bacon home to your constituents this cycle, it doesn't mean you're not harming them over the long term.
Exactly. Well, there needs to be a shift, a paradigm shift, and I'm not sure what it's going to take, Ross, because we've been talking about this for a long time. Senator Tom Coburn, who used to present his annual government waste report, I think the last time was he noted that there was $450 billion in duplicative waste just in the budget, already cooked on the books. $450 billion. That's the tip of the iceberg. I mean, and the very tip of the iceberg. So, you know, unless there's going to be some real reckoning and accounting and reconciling of the books, even our military budget. I mean, we keep asking for more money for the military, but when was the last time they did an audit on the military?
Yeah, I mean, they just completed an audit, but it was a non-audit audit. They wasted all this money making sure all the tanks were there. Surprise, surprise, the tanks are there for the most part. The aircraft is there for the most part. But what they missed is the key fundamental question here, which is what we have to ask across all agencies. Is this spending actually necessary? Do we need as many tanks?
Right.
And in particular, I mean, look at the VA system. Could we be managing this care more effectively and in a more fair sort of way?
Exactly. Well, all these questions, require, people like yourself, Ross, and the organization to keep this in front of we the people. And we have ignored this, and for decades, and the elites continue to run rampant with this until our national security is so compromised. I mean, here we are. We've got China nipping at our heels. We've got Russia in their aggressive movements as well, and we have to countermand it with an aggressive military budget. And then forget about all the other domestic spending that will continue, because what, about 65% of it is already baked in. And with the Democrats, I mean, as Ronald Reagan said, that's the closest thing to eternal life here, this side of eternal life, is a government bureaucracy, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of problems, a lot of opportunities as well.
We got to leave it right there. Ross Marchand. Thank you, Ross. Appreciate it. You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. If we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
This is sponsored by Amgen. September is National Cholesterol Education Month, and comedian and television host Jay Leno has partnered with Amgen on Cholesterol 911, a national initiative urging people who have had a heart attack and still have high bad cholesterol to reduce their risk of another. Bad cholesterol is one of the most important modifiable risk factors for heart attack. While many people may be able to reduce their cholesterol through diet, exercise, or medication, those who have experienced a previous heart attack and still struggle with high bad cholesterol may require additional treatment options to further reduce their cardiovascular risk.
I have high cholesterol that thankfully I'm able to control with the help of my doctor. But I've learned from some close friends about its connection to their heart attacks. I hope this effort encourages people to see the emergency in high cholesterol and talk to their doctor.
Visit www.cholesterol911.com to learn more. Again, that's cholesterol911.com to learn more.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, did I tell you already we got extra tickets for Overcomer? Got some more. Man, they're just so good to us. And you know what that means, because we're givers. We just make them available to you. All you got to do is drop me an email, bill at billmartinezlive.com. Put in the subject, okay, Overcomer tickets. Makes us easier with the hundreds of emails you imagine that I get every day. I mean, this is the thing. Sometimes you're so beholden to your computer sometimes that you got to stay close to, you know, the bombardment of emails just to ferret them through. But anyway, that will go a long way. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Just put Overcomer tickets, and we'll put you in the HAPA, and we pull your name out of the HAPA. This is how it works, and make sure you include your email. And also, what would be helpful, if you can write down the radio station that you're listening to, that would help us also. We want to thank our radio stations, you know, here in this continuing, ongoing, growing network that we've been able to assemble by the grace of God. This has just been awesome. You know, the local entities have picked up the show. I mean, we've been adding markets and stations almost every week here. And thank you for passing on the good word and encouraging your local radio station to carry Bill Martinez Live, 9 to noon Eastern, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 Pacific. We've got with us in the midst of all, you know, this contention that is going on, the Good News Girl is with us. We call her the Good News Girl because we need something to offset, you know, all this harassment and irritability. I don't know. Is it something that America has eaten lately, Sam? I don't know. What is it?
I have no idea what would make us more irritable lately, but I think that it comes across like that more if you're paying attention to Twitter instead of just looking at people in person and listening to them, that they seem more irritable than they really, you know, social media might make people, it kind of brings out the worst in people sometimes and the best in people sometimes. And, I think people are maybe not as irritable as they seem.
Yeah, maybe we just need to put a filter on it. You know, you don't necessarily have to you know, let your first, you know, response, emotional response come out all the time. I mean, okay, look at, we understand. I mean, this is why God gave us exercise, so we can kind of let it blow off and relax a little bit. But, you know, I was thinking that, you know, it's really a sad and almost a dark period of our time right now that we're so critical that we've failed to laugh. One religious leader has put it that America has failed to blush. They don't blush anymore. There's no shame, you know. And maybe because of that, we're just ornery and upset, and you know, we can't laugh. We can't you know. We got to be careful about the words we say. Our language has been hijacked, and pronouns are now very sensitive. You got to use the right pronouns. People are getting, you know, fined for using the wrong pronouns and losing their jobs. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, where do you hear from somebody like, look at, stop it, you know, grow up, and let's just figure this out. We're all in this journey of life together. And, you know, this political hangering and stuff that has been going on is just, you know, it's just getting crazy. I mean, I mentioned yesterday, Sam, that, you know, people who have been asking for a second American revolution, I'm saying, hey, it's here. It's here now. I wrote a commentary on it. And, you know, I'll let you know where it's going to be published. But the idea is that, look, when Donald Trump came down that escalator, it was like that was the first salvo over the bows of the boat of the, you know, liberal and progressive elites who have become identified as communists and Marxists. And they're upset and they're angry. And, you know, and you think about it, you think, wow, in the history of mankind, whenever you look at socialism, these are very angry people. They tell you that they're for everybody, but, you know, they're motivated by hate and anger to destroy something. And you wonder, you go, okay, well, what do you want to destroy something, but what are you replacing it with? And you're replacing it with an ism that is much more pernicious than what you started with. And in the wake of all these, you know, political efforts that take place, is left a wake of bodies, you know, people who have been murdered. And I'm not just talking, you know, something like a bad report after a bad weekend in Chicago. I mean, we're talking millions of people have been murdered in the name of these isms. And here it is, you've got our own country, you know, dancing around the and being tempted by the possibility of embracing socialism. I mean, this is nuts.
I think it's really scary that they keep saying by any means necessary. It's like that is usually the whole idea behind, you know, that's made communism and socialism be so scary in different places around the world, because they have done it by any means necessary, because naturally humans can't be controlled.
Yeah, that's a good, that's a good point.
In the way that they're wanting to control them.
Oh, no, that's a good point. And this is why we have to, you know, we are in a unique position. Thank God our founding fathers laid it all on the line. You know, their treasure, their very lives, their everything. I mean, committed treason for the sake of, you know, this ideal of freedom. And they established the example. And so here we are faced with, I believe, we're in the middle. You know, some people say, oh, no, not yet. You know, no, we are here. And, you know, and for those that say, you know, I'm not interested in war, well, war is always interested in you. And the war is at our doorstep right now. And people need to understand that, especially with this upcoming election, Sam, you know, as you said, by any means necessary, you know, you've got Google already being being defined as cheating in the 2016 election. There was a professor who did extensive research into this and said, look, they manipulated the votes of, you know, 8, maybe 10 million people. I mean, here we are worried about,
wow,
you know, a couple of votes that maybe Russia might have done exactly. And, you know, and we've got people here. I mean, it's not existential. I mean, it is here amongst us right now. People are just flat out cheating because they hate Donald Trump. Because they like the government. They like the incompetent government that has increased its debt on the backs of the American people and basically enslaved us for what? You know, so that they could get their, you know, that they could secure their own place in Congress. I mean, they've been out there buying votes with our money. And we allow them to get away with it. It's crazy. Anyway, we pontificate way too much, and we do not talk about the most important things. And the reason why we have you here is that's all these good news viral videos. So we're going to have to blast through these. The University of Tennessee turns elementary school students' T-shirt design into an official apparel. This is really cool. Tell us about this.
I love this story because Laura Snyder, she's a teacher down in Altamonte Springs, Florida. She shared a Facebook post about a University of Tennessee fan. They had College Colors Day at their school, but he didn't have any gear. The student has remained unnamed, but he didn't have any gear, so he wore his orange shirt and he took a piece of paper and wrote U.T. in capital letters and put it on, and he was so proud of his shirt.
Yes.
But what ended up happening when he went to school, some girls at the table and different people made fun of him for his shirt.
Yeah.
Because, you know, of course, it wasn't the standard gear that he would normally have. Well, the teacher took the picture of the shirt, and it ended up going viral, and all these University of Tennessee fans just loved it. They just loved his enthusiasm and, like, how he went out of his way to do it. And it now, the University of Tennessee has done about this shirt themselves. And so they decided,
cool,
we're going to take his design and we're going to put it on official gear.
I need to get a copy of that yeah, shirt because in a way it supports anti-bullying, does it not?
Yes, that's absolutely what it was about. They said this is the anti-bullying thing, and I believe they sold out really quickly, so you might want to go ahead and place that order if you want to get it. It looks really cool whenever they did, put his design on there, and
wow,
he ended up getting a whole bunch of gear, and hopefully he'll get to go to that university one day. I would love to hear it turn out that way.
Yeah, wouldn't that be good? That'd be a great story. This next one, you got a student pilot. I mean, here it is. You're a student pilot flying a plane, and you're on your first lesson, and what do you do when your instructor loses consciousness?
Have you ever thought about worst case? I mean, I guess the worst case scenario, there might be the engine failure, but this would be second worst case scenario.
This is why you want to pay attention with all the ground lessons that you do, just in case this happens, right?
That's right. So Max Sylvester, he's 29 years old. He's in Australia, and his wife and three children were actually watching him as he took off on his first lesson, flying lesson with the pilot. Well, he's up there for about an hour, and the pilot starts to kind of lean over, and he realizes this guy's passed out, so he, he gets down to ground control. He's like, what am I supposed to do? How am I going to land? And they said, okay, your priority right now is landing the plane.
Right.
You can't worry about the pilot. You have to worry about getting you both down safely. So it took a few laps around the airport, trying to make sure that he knew what he was doing, and they said he had a perfect landing. I'm sure his family was relieved, and I don't know if they even knew what was going on until he landed and he was home and everything safe. But I have to say, he must have really been paying attention to those lessons on the ground, like you said.
Exactly.
To be able to know what's going on.
Lordy, what an experience. You got the big men on campus coming together, huh? Football players, speaking of bullying, they sit with a bully freshman after a sister tweets his text to her. What happened here?
Well, Caleb Ring goes to high school in Reedsville Senior High School, North Carolina, and he, he was a freshman. He's a shorter guy, and he goes to his freshman year, and his sister asked him how it's going, and he's just like, it's not going so great. I've eaten lunch by myself, and I've gotten lost three times, and I'm having a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
And his sister's like, well, what's the problem? Don't you know anybody there? And he's like, no, not really. And I feel like I'm going to get bullied because I'm short, and I'd rather just sit by myself. So she posts their text exchange online. And what ends up happening was the football team finds out that he's been sitting by himself, and the whole senior football team comes and sits with him the next day.
Very cool.
At lunch and includes them. Isn't that awesome?
That's awesome. That's a great story. Bahamas, we know, got devastated with Hurricane Dorian, and you got a story here about a man buying 100 generators to help Bahamians, and they were delivered by boat, right? We got about 20 seconds.
That's right. So, the Bahamas just got devastated, and there's so many different things that have happened there, and there's so many good news stories. I couldn't even include them all.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy down in Florida, he walked into his local Costco and purchased 100 generators, which were all heading to the Bahamas.
This is the American way of life. This is how Americans roll, and these are great stories. Go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com for more.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Maybe not.